but may follow in the steps of you, our crucified and risen Lord, to whom be all glory, Lord, and honour, this day and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. In this Holy Week, we pray for Bishop Patrick Rourke as he comes to lead us in all of our evening services as we look on different characters of the Passion and how they can speak to us and offer support to us. We pray for the Bishop of Connor as he comes on Friday to lead us in our 3 hours devotions. We pray for Dr. McKee and for the choir, for the cantors, and for the Reverend Fiona McCrae from Knock Methodist Church as we come together to worship together throughout this week. Remember, O Lord, what you've done for us and not what we deserve, and as you've called us to serve you, make us worthy of our calling. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Here in our parish, we pray for all those who are bereaved at this time. We pray for Josephine Kelly and all of her family following the recent death of her mother. We pray for Betty Gregory following the death of her husband Noel, whose funeral took place here in St. Columba's on Friday. We pray for David Craig following the death of his mother-in-law, for his daughters Emma and Sarah following the death of their grandmother, whose funeral takes place on Wednesday. And we pray for Sandra Fiage following the death of her husband Bernard, whose funeral takes place here in St. Columba's next week. Almighty God, Father of all mercies and giver of all comfort, deal graciously, we pray, with those who mourn, that casting all their care on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Turning to the order of service, we say together, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Let us pray. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ draw you to himself, and grant that you find in his cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this Holy Week and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.